Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebneux. Good news, football fans, and bars and restaurants too. You will be able to stay out and open past 10 p.m. for Super Bowl Sunday. Governor Murphy announced the lifting of restrictions Wednesday morning, along with capacity limits being raised from 25% to 35%. This comes after an online petition came out from Monmouth County Senator Declan O'Scanlan and Senator Tony Bucco in North Jersey, who pushed the governor to make the decision. Gyms, casinos, personal care businesses, and amusement and recreation facilities may also bump up capacity to 35%. The number of people who can attend performance venues and indoor gatherings like weddings, funerals, political and religious ceremonies is now capped at 150. State vaccination centers have been closed for 2 days because of the nor'easter. Now New Jersey has fallen further behind the vaccination schedule needed to inoculate almost 5 million adults. New Jersey has only given out 824,000 of the 1.23 million doses shipped here by the federal government. Jersey experts worry that COVID-19 concerns and restrictions could be delaying autism diagnosis in countless children. Matthew Hess of First Children's Services says kids have less face-to-face interaction with school professionals who can spot signs, and parents may be avoiding routine pediatrician visits.
Do not delay care, because early intensive treatment after an early diagnosis is absolutely critical.
Autism New Jersey says some parents, meanwhile, have been waiting months for evaluation appointments. Outdoor dining in downtown Toms River, which normally draws hundreds of people each week, will return this year. The Asbury Park Press reports that Councilman Matt Latano has formed an agreement with the town, county, downtown businesses, and downtown Toms River to allow outdoor dining to continue on warm weather weekends. He says right now they are scheduled to continue the downtown night out all the way through October. New updated online rules have been established for those in the Jackson Township High Schools. No eating during online classes, no babysitting siblings, no lying in bed, eating or asking Alexa for help. Oh, and parents can't feed their kids the answers to test questions either. All are a part of the digital code of conduct. According to the Asbury Park Press, school officials have sent an email to parents and students at Jackson Liberty and Jackson Memorial High Schools saying if the rules are not followed, students can be kicked off virtual sessions and lose credit. In sports today, Flyers host the Bruins at 8, Sixers visit the Hornets at 7, Knicks visit the Bulls at 8 o'clock. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow fell 3, sits at 30,683 as of lunchtime. Weather today, some showers we saw earlier this morning in the snow variety. Icy roads and sidewalks on and off. Wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour today. Highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, clouds. Lows in the mid-20s. I'm Vin Ebneux on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.